It was in the late 1970s, the early 80s, that a young man was struggling with his high school career and thinking that he would spend the rest of his life in the grocery business. Grades were not important, and that desire that he had was shocked by a call of the Lord upon his life to become a professor. Bill Griffith and Terry have been part of Evangel Temple for the last 2 years. A wonderful couple, a unique couple. Let me take you back, though, to the 1980s. It was there when he felt the call of God on his life that he came to Evangel College, which is now Evangel University, in 1985. He graduated from there with a biblical studies degree. From Evangel University, he went to Harvard University, where he got his MDiv at Harvard in biblical studies, and then went on to Emory University and got a PhD in Old Testament and biblical languages. That's the guy you're going to hear tonight, the guy who rides a bicycle 5,000 miles a year trying to keep up with his wife, Terry, who rides 10,000 miles a year. And so Bill Griffin is a unique guy. He's a bright guy. He's one of our university professors. And I'll tell you what, he is so bright and so smart that he knows enough to keep his day job and not do what he's going to do tonight and try to do it for a living. But Bill has written some great songs, some tunes that you will recognize. They have three children, three boys. One of them attends the barn here. He's 21 years old, and that's Paul. Another one is in Wichita, Kansas, and another one is in Detroit, Michigan. They all left home at the age of 10 because their dad was so unique. No, I'm only kidding you. No, they have a very happy family. And Bill is he's a talented guy. I'm not going to tell you he's the greatest singer, but I am going to tell you, don't take this guy seriously. Okay, if you take them seriously, my office will be if you take tonight's concert, that's just protection up there for the board and for the pastoral staff. If you take tonight's concert seriously, I know you're going to be in my office tomorrow morning, bright and early. And so please don't do that. Bill is he has blessed our education institution with his presence and with his knowledge. He's a wonderful blessing to this church. He and his wife are involved in teaching as well. I appreciate the encouragement that they give me personally week after week. And so Bill is not a stranger here, and I want you to welcome him to this platform tonight and enjoy what he has to share with you. He may sing one of your old love songs, the tune anyway. I guarantee it won't be the lyrics, though. So Bill, please come ahead. We welcome you to your home church. Nice to have you here tonight. God bless you. Appreciate you and love you, even though I said all those things about you.